8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in New York, and this week on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear new work from British radio artist Scanner, as well as Andrea Soromka's Intimate Space from 2009, and Morning Good from Black Siren Radio from 2017. Let's start things off with The Earthbound Fox from the British radio artist Scanner, from his 2022 album Structura Revisited. The album was released with Olga Wojciechowskis, who goes by the name of Stree here.
This is Andy Stuhl for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive. Today I'm introducing a piece called Morning Good, a remix celebrating Black life. Morning Good is the work of Black Siren Radio, which is one outlet for the We Be Imagining initiative. We Be Imagining combines academic research and the performance arts to propel critical conversations around race, gender, class, and disability. Morning Good exemplifies this approach by collaging music and archival audio, including academic work. A keystone source for the remix is a 2017 talk by sociologist Ruha Benjamin. But we also hear Pauline Rogers, Joshua Bennett, Mamie Till, Kendrick Lamar, Ghetto Boys, Tupac, and others. The producers of Black Siren Radio, which airs on Columbia University station WKCR-FM, intend for the piece to advance an artistic practice of remixing and reamplifying Black scholarship. Here is Morning Good.
Converging pandemics. That the threat was never only COVID, but the licensing of brutality under the guise of law and order.
No, I'd only seen it twice in my whole life. The first time, I was too protective. And my parents did understand that I was a gift.
You know what I mean? Listen to the words that people say in their lyrics and tell me if that's some real if that's real to you. You know what I mean? Listen to what they saying. Don't just bob your head to the beat, peep the game.
Come celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed.
They wanna say it's a war outside and a bomb in the street and a gun in the hood and a mob of police and a rock on a corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on a scheme, yep. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, he fight for four bases. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself. The world is together.
To hold somebody accountable for what's happening now, you almost have to dig up graves.
As people would file by the casket, almost one in every five would faint. And this included men, women, and children. And the screams, I mean, the screams were just incredible. It was almost as if people were looking at their own child there rather than a stranger they didn't know. It was at that time that I knew Emmett was not just mine, he was a universal child.
Because it go back so far, it didn't just start. It didn't just happen. You just keep getting people in position who not changing it is the problem. But in order to deal with holding somebody accountable, you got to go way back. So what's happening, you got to actually have legislators and people actually going to the facility, actually talking to people like they're people and not just walking in, ignoring them like you're looking at the paint on the wall, but actually humanize them, bring them in, you know, find out that they, ask them their name, you know, make them human. Because they can help you solve the problems. They can tell you what's needed. They could fix it. Guess who brought light on this? Not us. Not any other organization. Not even the state of Mississippi. The inmates, the prisoners are 100% in charge.
Don't support the phonies, support the real. You know what I mean? How can these people be talking about how they so real and they don't care about our communities? How can they be talking about what they, all this, you know, the hood, blah, 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 blah. They don't care about our communities.
We live behind the wall. And you're gonna have officers that's gonna say, oh, y'all really made y'all move today. You got Channel 3, 4, 5. Y'all got Washington, whoever here. And guess what? They gone now. And you gonna shower when I say you can shower. You gonna eat when I say you can eat. And guess what? I say take your rack and take it now. That's the reality of what's going on behind those walls.
And for family and friends whose hearts are broken apart, the shattering is not only emotional, but physiological. As the trauma gets under our skin, into our bloodstream, flooding our bodies with stress hormones, making collective rituals of healing and protest that transmute grief and rage even more vital.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. When this is on, let me drop some dish like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. Oh, he owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say, take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you.
And so whether black people die at the hands of police or as a result of the pandemic or from deadly policies, underlying conditions of individuals rather than the sickening conditions of this society are a ready and predictable alibi for the powers that be.
Something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights.
Weathering is a public health concept for the way that social stressors and oppressors get under our skin. When it comes to racism-related vigilance, it may feel protective in the short term, but slowly breaks us down in the long run. Racism-related vigilance, aka putting on a shield or mask, has long been a strategy of survival for Black folks well before this pandemic.
We are the most beautiful creatures in the whole world, Black people. I mean, and I mean that in every sense, outside and inside. And to me, we have a culture that is surpassed by no other civilization, but we don't know anything about it. So again, I think I said this before in the same interview, I think at some time before, my job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means necessary.
I felt like I was done wrong. I felt like something needed to be done about this. If I just say that I did it, nothing's gonna be done about it. I didn't do it, no justice is served, nobody hears nothing at all. I had to fight.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
And I it's not like I'm untouchable. I can be killed as soon as I get out of here. You know what I mean? But I go cool. I'm cool.
We will honor the dead, praise what they left behind. No one can make us afraid of being alive. My people stay liver than live. They always have. Say always have. Say always will.
Mourning, an expression of deep sorrow and grief, and mourning, the beginning of a day.
Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Seeming opposites, end and beginning, death and life, peril and possibility.
Only darkness every day.
The act act of waking up in the morning and being woke also got me thinking about the possibility of excessive wakefulness. That is, in the way that sleep deprivation is dangerous to our own health. Is there something like dream deprivation in an existential sense, where one is so focused on the present that one is unable to imagine a future?
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me, yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
That was Morning Good, a remix celebrating Black life. It was produced in December 2020 by members of Black Siren Radio, which is part of the We Be Imagining initiative. You can learn more about this work in Wavefarm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
I'm Jess Speer with the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive, and I'm delighted to present Intimate Space by composer and media artist Andrea Sodomka. Drawing on time spent researching, thinking about, and conducting interviews on the subject of intimacy and personal space, Sodomka composed a piece for both broadcast and for radio installation. As an installation of many FM transmitters, the piece conceptually ties the idea of intimate space to radio broadcast as a function of distance and communication, forcing the audience to share a physical closeness to the transmitter to pick up the signal, just as a person's intimate space extends out to a certain radius, within which intimacy, like a broadcast, is shared. Let's hear the piece now.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what intimacy is, but I think that it exists, and it's somewhere between either love and hate, or trust and distrust, or personal space and public space. psychological space. It's something that takes place inside your head, like music, like love, or takes place inside of your body. You know, it fills your whole being, and it radiates somehow. Thank you. feel my intimate space when it's been invaded, when someone I don't like gives me a hug, or even sometimes when someone points a camera at me or sticks a microphone in front of my face. intimate space is on one hand psychological, but it's not personal. It has to be shared. You feel it when someone looks you in the eye, and you feel that that energy is being directed to you. In that sense, you know, people are themselves radios. We're emitting energy and ki, and who knows, even some proof that there are some electromagnetic transmissions from the brain. That intimate space is where you finally connect, and then those positive feedbacks between people reinforce themselves. Some people say that the closest distance between two people is laughter. So maybe intimacy is really just another word for laughter. for sharing good times with other people. And then all of a sudden that intimate space exists.
We just heard Intimate Space, a 2009 radio installation and broadcast by Andrea Sodomka, with contributions from Helmut Jasper, Heidelind Gratz, August Black, Anna Kuncio, Anton Reininger, and Daniel Lurcher. For more information about this piece and about Andrea Sodomka, visit the Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.